SBS Radio.
The Northern Territory is experiencing a worrying COVID-19 outbreak. The communities of Katherine, Robinson River, and Borroloola are currently at the centre of the outbreak. These largely Aboriginal communities are racing to prevent further spreading of the COVID-19 Delta variant. Mass testing is underway to determine exactly where the virus is spreading. It is part of a huge push to increase awareness around staying safe, protecting community, and staying on country. I'm Bryden Nichols, and this is the NITV podcast. Senator Malandiri McCarthy is one of two federal senators for the Northern Territory. She has been personally affected by this outbreak, as some of her family members have contracted COVID-19.
It's been good to speak to my family members in quarantine at Howard Springs. It's, you know, day by day at the moment, but certainly lovely to have heard my sister's voice after some pretty terrible days for her at the beginning of the week. It's just hit home, I guess, the reality that COVID does exist and can exist in the most uncomfortable of ways. Let's hope it doesn't get any worse than what we've got so far. It is an anxious time. This is no doubt an anxious time, not only for my families who are infected, but for our extended families who've had some kind of contact or casual contact, but also for the general Northern Territory community. Here in the NT, we're all expected to wear masks at least until Monday afternoon so we can get a good picture of where the test results are coming back from wastewater in Borroloola, in Tennant Creek, in Alice Springs and the Katherine region. I understand we'll certainly be hearing about the Katherine region today and we're waiting for those results to come through.
Senator McCarthy believes the national vaccine rollout was too slow.
Well, the rollout, or the strollout, as many people seem to be calling it, was too slow across Australia. There's no doubt about it, especially when you consider the Prime Minister had called First Nations people in the vulnerable category and we were in the priority category. And here we are near Christmas, certainly in the Northern Territory, and we're experiencing great difficulty in improving the vaccination for many different reasons, of course. But that priority should have been given way back in February.
According to Senator McCarthy, overcrowding is the biggest issue regarding the current outbreak.
I think accessibility to healthcare is perhaps not the biggest issue. The biggest issue is really the overcrowded houses in our communities and homelands, and the great need for the building of more houses right across the Northern Territory, in fact, right across Australia, especially in regional and remote areas. That, to me, has to be a number one priority that comes as a lesson learned, if it hadn't been already learned prior to COVID within our communities. Rough sleeping and people who are homeless, who don't have somewhere to go, it's always a concern, irrespective of whether COVID is here or not. The fact that people are homeless sends a clear message that we need to do more to assist. And there are organisations, like here in Darwin in particular, the Larrakia Nation. We're on Larrakia country and the Larrakia Nation have day and night patrols. And they do a brilliant job of liaising with long grasses up here, liaising with them and seeing how they're going with the different camps around Darwin and Palmerston. Some people like to have that communication and contact. Some people go to short stays, what we call the short stay area, that's run by Yili Yang here. Or some people prefer just to have the food and swags that are provided. So when you do have a service like Larrakia Nation, like the Nillabilbi, the Aboriginal Community Health Hall, it does give greater confidence that these outreach programs But still, more housing on our community, I believe, is number one.
Senator McCarthy has this message for anyone who is hesitant to get vaccinated.
Please hesitate no more. Just get vaccinated. This is a serious disease. Whilst you hear all sorts of things, having the vaccination, being double vaxxed, will lessen the chances of COVID hurting or impacting your worst death. Please get vaccinated. I cannot stress that enough. Only time will tell how successful the Territory has been in terms of this current episode that we're experiencing with Katherine and Robinson River. Only time will tell. At this stage, I'm enormously proud of the work that's been done by the surge teams to relocate infected residents into Howard Springs. That takes a great deal of logistical coordination and certainly the assistance of, no doubt, both the Royal Flying Doctor Service and Care Flights. It is important that the coordination occurs. I think it's too early to tell whether there's been success or otherwise, but I am very hopeful that we can get through this okay.
NITV's Northern Territory correspondent Guy McLean is in Darwin. He recently returned from Katherine. He had this to say about his experience with the current restrictions and the spirit of the local community.
Certainly in Darwin, I had to get a COVID test the other day because I was on my way to a story out in the Roper Gulf region on Monday and had spent the night in Katherine beforehand. So we turned around and went back to Darwin, but on arrival back in Darwin, the Chief Minister indicated that anyone that had been in Katherine since, I think, November the 7th had to get a COVID test. And that's what I did. And thankfully, yesterday, I got back my negative results. So good to get around the community. We're, of course, under a face mask mandate in Darwin until Monday night. And that mandate is actually territory-wide. So an extra layer of caution and protection that the government has rolled out as they just try and get a grip on whether or not they've managed to trace and trap the virus. At the moment, there's three, it's sitting within three particular households, all of them Aboriginal households. I guess we're hoping and waiting and hoping that remains the case today, although the acting Deputy Chief Health Officer, Dr. Charles Payne, threw a little bit of, caution into the whole situation yesterday by declaring that he doesn't think that it's possible that the virus will be contained within those three families. So a lot of eyes will be on the Chief Minister's press conference today, as has been the case for the past few days, but certainly hoping for another day of no new cases, which may indicate, it'll give us a stronger indication that that the virus has been caught in time before it's really got running through the Aboriginal community, in Katherine and Robinson River, but potentially other communities. The transient nature of the mob up here always throws that fear into everyone's thinking. There's so much travel between communities, especially this time of year. We're well into the warmer months. There hasn't been that much rain in some areas of the Northern Territory at the moment, so people are still very mobile, which presents big issues for authorities, I guess, around tracing. Well, I think there's an air of optimism following yesterday's announcement that there was no new cases in the Northern Territory. So the current cluster sits at 19 at the moment. Yeah, there's, from people I've spoken to on the ground in Katherine, the community is obviously treating it very seriously. There has been a huge rush on testing and also a bit of a spike in vaccinations in Katherine down there since this situation began to unfold a few days back, and I'm hearing that there's been quite a strong response from care providers as far as just making sure that Katherine's homeless or transient population isn't forgotten in all of this. So meal drops and care packs, and just getting out and checking that people are okay, and obviously providing an opportunity for them to get vaccinated and tested should they have been at any of the exposure sites. So it sounds like a community's really banding together down there, which is sort of the territory way, as we'd like to think. And Katherine being a a growing town. A lot of people know each other in Katherine, so I think it's a town where the community spirit has come to the fore. It's a situation that they've been bracing themselves. They've had a couple of previous COVID scares and lockdown situations on them before, so it wasn't new to them, but I think they're certainly treating this as the most serious COVID situation that they've faced since the pandemic began.
According to NITV's Guy McLean, efforts are being made to ensure that the most vulnerable in the community are not being left behind.
Well, I had a discussion with the Salvation Army yesterday, and they indicated to me that it was a collaborative effort among the community-based organisations and care providers, and that they were doing all they can to make sure that people don't get left behind amid the panic. I guess Katherine does have a large long grass, for want of a better word, population or population of rough sleepers. And anecdotally, a lot of Aboriginal people from communities, outlying communities around Katherine, which is a big service hub to a large slice of the Northern Territory, I suppose, stretching out into the VRD and also out into the Gulf region and Western Arnhem Land. So it's no surprise that a lot of people have been caught up in this. I did hear the Chief Minister say yesterday that one of Katherine's hotels has been set aside and was open yesterday to take in people who need somewhere to sleep while this unfolds. So that's potentially some good news. And yeah, I guess we'll wait to hear more from the Chief Minister on what that, that relief or what additional measures are now in place to protect the vulnerable during all of this and potentially get them tested if required. And I think that's important. If they are arriving for testing, there's a lot of people at these lines, and that could be something that could deter people, particularly if they've received misinformation around what's happening. So I think that's a big part of this response as well. It is providing health workers and health agencies an opportunity to talk to people as well. Hopefully we can see an uptake in that.
NITV correspondent Guy McLean says that while work is being done to provide appropriate in-language health awareness material, more needs to be done.
I think since this situation got underway, there's always room for work in that space. And I think COVID-19 has certainly highlighted the need and the shortcomings that have existed around, you know, getting that information that people understand and can relate to, getting information to them in their first language has been a big effort. I know that the Aboriginal Interpreter Service here in Darwin, which is operated by the Northern Territory Government, has been overrun by the demand for messaging in language since all of this kicked off. So I think it's a space where there have been improvements, and there's certainly more material out there that is trying to break through those language and cultural barriers. But I think it's obviously an area where there's a lot more work that can be done.
John Patterson, CEO of the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance Northern Territory, says that while the Northern Territory has had time to prepare for an outbreak, the current situation is very concerning.
Right, AMSANT is very, very concerned with this current outbreak that we have in Katherine and the remote community of Robinson River. This is, the Bulkanyi in the Northern Territory. It's arrived. This is something we've been planning for the last year and a half, 2 years. It wasn't a matter of if, but it's when, and the when has arrived on our doorstep. So, look, we're very concerned that all those that are positive cases at the moment, all Aboriginal Territorians, we're just hoping that health clinical teams and officials, and I know they are, we are all working in collaboration and partnership, very strong partnership here in the Northern Territory, to ensure we trace, test and get those results back so we know what we're actually dealing with. The latest is that everybody is concerned and fearful of the virus. We've got teams, the Territory Health have sent teams out there, vaccination teams, testing teams, both in Robinson River. And they've set up a testing team and a health support in Borroloola, the regional township of Borroloola. And Katherine, as you're aware, there's close contacts and positive cases in Katherine. and they're working with the appropriate families there and the broader community to ensure that we undertake as much testing with the Katherine population as we possibly can and get those results back to see the extent of the virus spread in the Katherine Township.
John Patterson has this message to share with the community on the importance of being protected against COVID-19.
A message from the Aboriginal health leadership and from AMSANT to our communities and to our Aboriginal population here in the Northern Territory. If you are considering or getting vaccinated, I would strongly encourage you to sooner rather than later go and visit your local GP, your local Aboriginal health clinic, and have that consultation with the clinicians. If you're eligible, if all good to get vaccinated, then I strongly encourage you to get vaccinated to protect yourself, to protect your community, to protect your family, and protect other countrymen in the Northern Territory. So we've got to get those vaccination rates up. We do have pockets throughout the Northern Territory where there are low numbers, but there are other very well performing and well vaccinated communities throughout the Northern Territory. One, you know, that celebrate 95%, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're right up to the 98-99% fully vaccinated now. So it's a credit to them, and we want to see similar sorts of vaccination rates for the rest of our remote communities in the Northern Territory to ensure we keep the Territory safe. Look, the best health advice is that the vaccines are safe. The vaccines will protect you from hospitalisation. The vaccine will prevent you from getting into serious illness, perhaps going onto a ventilator, perhaps even passing away. So it's important. There's enough worldwide evidence now that these vaccines are safe and they do protect you. Unlike if you're not vaccinated, there is a very, very high risk of you getting very, very sick and ending up in hospital. So please consider getting vaccinated sooner rather than later. Let's get the vaccination rates up. Let's protect our communities. Let's protect the Aboriginal population of the Northern Territory.
John Patterson and AMSA have been strong advocates for housing programs for years. He says now it is more crucial to invest in housing programs than ever.
This is a timely reminder again for governments at all levels to seriously consider funding and providing and investing in remote housing funds and major regional centres, because there's overcrowding experienced in regional centres as well as remote communities around housing. As you would be aware, we have been advocating for a number of years now for a real investment. Increased investment, an urgent investment in housing in the remote and the regional centre housing program. We need governments to urgently consider and seriously consider and make a commitment to address the overcrowding issue and the lack of housing in those communities. It defeats the purpose if governments are asking for community members to self-isolate when they're already living in overcrowded housing situations with 20 to 30 people and there's nowhere else to self-isolate. So we need an urgent response from governments to seriously consider investing in remote housing and regional centre housing for Aboriginal people. The Aboriginal Community Control Sector has been doing the messaging fairly effectively. We've just released yesterday a poster that we're circulating and distributing very widely throughout the Northern Territory to encourage people to wear masks at all venues. And, you know, whilst we're in this lockdown period, there's a mandatory wearing mask directive for the entire Northern Territory until next Monday. So we're getting that message out to all, you know, clinics, public venues and other public spaces where, with that very important messaging, because we believe wearing masks, you know, again, it's not the solution, but it can prevent the spread of the virus. We've got messaging encouraging local regional language groups to get vaccinated, then they're all circulated and distributed widely. So we believe we've done a very good job in that space. We've got key messaging and YouTube messaging on all the social media platforms. We've worked very hard with that. We've worked hard with ensuring that we get them in all the major languages that are spoken here in the Northern Territory.
Federal Member of Parliament and Shadow Indigenous Affairs Minister Linda Burney shares her concern over the COVID outbreak in the Northern Territory and remote communities.
It is incredibly concerning. What we're seeing for the first time is an outbreak in a remote Aboriginal community in the Northern Territory. Of course, there are many outbreaks that have already happened in New South Wales, including a very bad outbreak at the moment in Moree. But to have this outbreak in the Northern Territory is incredibly worrying. I know that there is enormous efforts going into the Northern Territory to get people vaccinated. We know the vaccination rates in some communities are very low in Northern Territory. In some communities, they're high. I understand in Robinson River, the community that we're talking about, the vaccination rates are 75% or thereabouts. There is grave concern, of course, about Borroloola, but it seems to me that the federal government should have anticipated there was going to be an outbreak somewhere in a remote community in the north of the state and should have been better prepared.
Linda Burney says the accessibility of health services and the potential of overwhelming local health systems are particularly worrying.
It's not just that access to adequate medical treatment, it's also access to reasonable transport. I do have some faith that this will be treated and is being treated with the emergency and urgency that it deserves. The challenge, of course, is whether hospital systems become overwhelmed. And I think that's a really big challenge in small jurisdictions like the Northern Territory, where there isn't the sort of capacity that there is in other parts of the country, for example, Sydney and Melbourne, and perhaps Adelaide. But it is being taken very seriously. I've had discussions with the Northern Territory Health Minister, and I know they are doing everything possible. But, you know, the key, and we learnt this lesson, of course, in New South Wales, is getting onto the issue straight away. That's crucially important.
You can't isolate at home if you don't have a home. Linda Burney says homeless people need to be given the capacity to isolate.
People's capacity to isolate is absolutely relevant. Where there is massive overcrowding, it is impossible to isolate and therefore infections spread. And of course, we know that where there is homelessness, the government has to take responsibility and make sure that those people that are homeless are given the capacity, whether it's through mobile homes, whether it's through motel rooms, to be able to isolate. That is absolutely crucial. Otherwise, this thing will just travel like wildfire. I think there's a lot of things that should be done, and I have been watching and listening very carefully to my colleague Malindiri McCarthy, whose family, of course, is so affected by this. But it really does come down to appropriate messaging. into communities in the Northern Territory, giving communities a complete understanding of what vaccination problem programs are, what are some of the problems, what are some of the issues that people need to be aware of, but also encouraging people not to believe the rubbish that is being pushed on Facebook and other social media outlets. It is absolutely crucial to get vaccines available and into people's arms. If that requires door-to-door, then that's how it has to be done. The federal government needs to ensure that vaccines are available. It needs to ensure that there is the workforce support and availability to roll out the vaccines in remote communities. And there needs to be extra effort gone into places where the vaccine rates are very low. Those places are known. And there is also a very, very important effort required from the federal government to give people the capacity to isolate.
That's it for this episode of the NITV podcast. Thank you to my guests, Senator Malandiri McCarthy, Member of Parliament Linda Burney, NITV correspondent Guy McLean, and John Patterson, the CEO of the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance Northern Territory. If you want to listen to more of our podcasts, the NITV podcast, the Our Story podcast, or New Firsts, you can find them where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.